Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Dealership Fix-It podcast. It's Brian Croft, and we are doing the quick heartburn to heartbeat segment here. I've got Michael Masouris from motohunt.com. He's joined me, and I want to ask him a couple questions, and we'll see if we can do this in under 5 minutes. No pressure. Michael, welcome to the heartburn to heartbeat segment.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I don't know if you know how this goes, but so this is what it is. Heartburn to heartbeat is me just kind of saying, hey, I'm going to ask you two questions. I want to try to get a quick bad and good on where you see things going in the space we occupy right now. So it'll just be two questions. The first one is, what is one thing in our industry that's giving you some heartburn, meaning frustration, struggle, anything like that?
Yes. I mean, from our point of view, for sure. I mean, we are a young company. So, you know, anybody that's a newcomer is facing, you know, obstacles and difficulties in getting recognized. So I think from our perspective, you know, I'm very excited to be in the industry. And as I said, we're new, but we wish that approaching our customers, our potential customers, and talking to them would be easier. And it seems like, you know, that's not really the case. I think dealerships who are primarily our customers are very, very busy. And naturally, the whole world and everybody has grown more cynical with, you know, people approaching them for selling them things perhaps, or vendors. So definitely, that's the struggle that we've been facing, and we are trying to face every day. And we just wish that talking to people in the industry would be easier. That's my heartburn.
Okay, fair enough. And I think, I totally know what you mean regarding that. It's been this last couple of years, though. I think unrealistically crazy pace, you know, so I feel like it's people in the space that we're talking to have been a lot harder to nail down, to have a basic, you know, introductory phone call and say nothing about a demo and these other things. So I have optimism for you in that way. But aside from me telling you what I think, let's go into question two. What is one thing right now that's giving you a strong heartbeat in our business? Obviously, that being things that you're optimistic about, you see some real good light at the end of the tunnel on.
Oh, yeah. I think it's actually a segue to what you said, Brian. Exactly right. I mean, in the last 2 years, people seem to have kind of rediscovered power sports vehicles, motorcycles, ADVs, UTVs. And I think this whole pandemic thing made people very philosophical. They want to get out there, get in touch with nature maybe, and feel the wind on their face or whatever. And definitely the demand has gone up a lot, and this is great for the industry. And I hope, and that what makes me hope, is that at some point we will turn power sports into being as popular as it is in many other countries, both in Western Europe and Asia, where the percentage of people who ride and own power sports vehicles is significantly higher than in the United States. I think that upside is many times the size of the current industry, right? So compared to like the COVID boost, which was maybe, you know, 100%, like 2x or something, and that was great. But I think when you see it, you know, look at countries like Italy or France or China or India, the percentage of people who commute or ride power sports vehicles there is humongous compared to the U.S. It's like multiple times. So if you think about it that way, the upside here is massive. And I think, and I hope that people would see power sports and motorcycles and other power sports as a way to get around that is fun, and that's more environmentally conscious, because these are smaller vehicles, they consume less, they consume less materials to make, and they're more convenient. And, you know, I don't have to persuade you, I'm sure, Brian, everybody listening to this knows, but if we only could get to that point to be more similar to these other countries, we would be in a great ride.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate that. I think I'm definitely with you on the optimism there. And as a funny side note, one thing I always do, I try to wrap my head around when I'm in traffic, if I'm near a metropolitan area in traffic, and it's trafficy, and I'm irritated about it to some degree, I think, oh, no, no, because this will help. People will see this, and they'll say, I need to get a motorcycle so we have less big vehicles.
Indeed.
More motorcycles or other things. I don't know if that's a reality that will exist, but that's my optimism on it. And I think it goes right along with what you're saying, what is possible, what is there. So awesome. Michael Masouris with MotoHunt.com. Michael, thanks for jumping on.
Thank you very much.